Get ready. It's time to tee it up with Keith Jones.
Coming up on today's show, it's time to talk PGA Show and some merchandise as we welcome Steve Henneman from Tech 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 and Jack Curry from 2-Under. So stay tuned to get ready as you tee it up with Keith Jones. Welcome to the show. So glad you'd be along. This hour, we want to talk PGA Show and technology and merchandise and all those kind of good things. And we start off with technology because that's where golf is gone, not just for swing trainers and simulators and everything else. You know, we've got the range finders. We have the other apparati that you would use to improve your game. We've got to find out whether it does or not. But the one thing I do know is Tech 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 is one of those leading companies when it comes to technology. Now, Bushnell kind of dominates the rangefinder market, so you have to find ways to chip away or pick a bigger piece of that pie because Bushnell is not giving it up. I've asked them about it. They will not do it, not even for our friend Steve Henneman from Tech Tech Tech. Henny, welcome back to the show, man. It's good to talk with you as always.
Yeah, of course. Thanks a lot. Happy to be here.
All right, so Tech Tech Tech, when they're rangefinders and all the things that they've done, the speakers and stuff, let's start there with that part of the industry, which has really exploded over the last few years. There have been rangefinders out for a long time, and speakers have kind of been come and gone and stuff, but now everybody is incorporating and kind of putting it all together.
Sure. I mean, yeah, the options out there are kind of endless. I know, you know, going back to last year's PGA Show, there were essentially suppliers that sell direct now. That's, you know, perfectly normal, perfectly acceptable. That's where the industry is now. You know, everyone wants, you know, better product at a better price. So it kind of helps those companies to be able to sell direct and not have a big brand name behind it, because not everyone cares about the brand name if you can get the same quality merchandise.
Well, you know, Tech 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 really had a very big presence online, Amazon specifically, and has done a lot through that. But the guys running it obviously said, hey, you know what, we have a bigger idea on how to grow our company.
Sure, yeah, I think we always, you know, our motto is only what you need. You know, so it we don't try to deliver this product that is going to give you a million different things that most people won't use. We want, especially as it pertains to golf. So when you're on the course, for the most part, you don't want to be bogged down with almost too much technology. You want to have just enough so that you can play your game, you know, enjoy yourself, relax a little bit, and have technology support you. And that's kind of the way that we go about doing things, where we engineer, you know, very, very good technology, but it's not over-engineered to deliver you a lot more than what you would possibly use in a round of golf.
Now, Tech 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 always tries to be innovative, and there are new products that are out on market now.
Yes, so we have, so our latest product is a new GPS watch. So we've had one out for quite some time, you know, probably close to 8 years, called ULTG. And it's a pretty basic GPS golf watch where it essentially only gave you front, middle, and back yardages, which is perfectly fine. You know, that makes, I don't know, probably 75% of the golfers happy out there. Where we evolved it to with this new watch is, number one, it looks almost exactly like an Apple Watch, so everyone knows what that looks like. It's actually lighter weight than an Apple Watch, so it's, you know, that's very important for golf. You don't want to have some heavy watch, unless it's a Rolex or something, on your wrist while you're playing golf. Generally, people like something lighter weight, so that's what we engineered this to be. And all of the features of the ULTG in terms of the front, middle, back yardages are, of course, included in this new watch, but we also have some new features that come along with it, including the all-important slope. So what we've been and whatever everyone's been engineering into rangefinders these days with slope measurements. We incorporate that into the watch. So that's very important. You and I were talking a little bit beforehand, and it does track steps as well. So obviously, a lot of people are interested in the amount of steps they take every day for health benefits. So we incorporated that as well. It has a much better, higher-end screen, an OLED screen, similar to, again, Apple Watch, you know, all the high-end watches that are out there. But the kicker is that it'll retail for $120. So our previous one was $99, and it sold extremely well on Amazon and everywhere else. This one we're going to bump it up a little bit to $120 to incorporate all these new features and obviously the sleek design that we're rolling out.
Oh, okay. Well, that's excellent. I'm a little upset because I won't have it to track my steps in Orlando. And for better or worse, Steve won't be there. But we'll talk with Steve. We'll see what's going on with the product. We'll catch up with him as the warmer months approach and see what's going on with this new watch from Tech. When you're dealing with technology and you're dealing with kind of the unknown, because there are a lot of legitimate companies and there are a bunch of pretenders in a lot of realm in the golf industry, but I have to believe that rangefinders and that technology certainly is one of those.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of products out there, and really, you know, there's essentially two buckets of brands out there. The ones that are innovators and engineers and develop the product themselves, and then others that just go and find a supply. You know, I'm sure a lot of the listeners are familiar with Alibaba, and you can go on Alibaba. Frankly, you can go on Google and just look up, you know, buying a rangefinder manufacturer, you know, and find someone in Asia or somewhere else in the world that's making them. So there's essentially those two buckets of companies, technology companies in golf, those that manufacture and engineer and those that just buy stuff off the shelf. And both can be high quality. You know, we're seeing a lot of, you know, knockoff hard goods in the golf industry now. You know, you can buy a Scotty Cameron that's not a Scotty Cameron, you know, but looks very much like a Scotty Cameron from a manufacturer in Asia. And most people can't tell the difference. So that's what we're dealing with as a collective market in golf is kind of knockoffs versus not knockoffs. And then the knockoffs are getting a lot better.
And I think you bring up a very valid point because counterfeit clubs have been going on for decades. And
sure.
It was hard goods, you know, hard. And I'm not sure. So would you classify a rangefinder as a hard good?
Yes, by retailer standards, it's considered a hard good or technology, one or the other.
Okay, so when you're looking for that kind of technology, for a rangefinder, what do people look for? What differentiates one product from another?
Durability is a big one. You know, can it fall off the cart or fall out of your pocket or your golf bag and hit the path and not break, you know, and then if and when it does, you know, does the company back it up, right? So we have a 2-year warranty, you know, on our products, and, you know, we're going to constantly stand behind it. Anything that happens and breaks, we're going to either fix it or replace it. Most of the time, we'll just replace it. So that kind of is the differentiator between some of the smaller manufacturers or direct sellers from Asia versus a established you know, manufacturing company like ourselves that backs up their product with a warranty.
All right, so let's talk about the manufacturing of said products. Because people that listen to this show are familiar with what an OEM is, original equipment manufacturer. And there are a lot of companies, mm-hmm. including golf balls. I mean, there was a company that made golf balls for Nike and made for Bridgestone, and that kind of situation exists in a lot of realms.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
So from a rangefinder standpoint, how do you know what you're really getting?
As a consumer?
Yes, as a consumer.
Yes, yeah. So, I mean, you know, I personally rely on a lot of Amazon reviews. I know that there's a lot of, I guess, incentivized reviews that happen out there. And I don't know, you kind of have to navigate that. But in terms of, to take it a different level, like looking at a rental property or something, looking at reviews, you know, reviews are all you have to go on a product. So, you know, if people are taking the time to review it, whether they were compensated or not, that's normally a good indicator of the quality. You know, if someone has, you know, 20,000
4.5 star or higher reviews, you know, that happens to be where we stand. It's a pretty good idea that that's a good product. You know, you can't, especially a smaller company like us, we can't just go out and find 20,000 people overnight to make a review of our product. So, you know, when someone has that many reviews and has been established for as long as we have, you know, it's hard to go against what so many good reviews are saying. So, you know, that's the first place that I look. Outside of that, it's just performance, you know, measuring one versus the other. And the unique thing with rangefinders is, you know, you're going to get different ranges. You know, you could be standing right next to each other. The same person could take one rangefinder and shoot a distance and then hold a different rangefinder and shoot a slightly different distance. It's just a lot of factors go into it. And I know that you and I talking off the air, you know, essentially nothing's going to beat, you know, walking off a yardage, you know, from starting point to the pin. And then if you factor in, you know, the sprinkler heads and walking off from there, you can have an error in doing that as well. So the best way to get a yardage is walking it off. If you want the convenient way to get a yardage, you use a rangefinder. And then the rangefinders that are out there are all pretty high quality, but they're all still going to be, you know, 1 or 2 yards off in comparison to each other.
Talking to Steve Henneman of Tech on Teed Up with Keith Jones. And why is that, Steve, as we talk about the yardage difference from a mechanical, machine, if you will?
Right. Yeah, it's hard to explain, honestly. You know, we've gone through tons of testing ourselves, and I mean, it could be anything from, you know, the way that the light is hitting the lens, and that could be, you know, minute by minute. It could be humidity. You know, there's a million different factors that go into it. And I couldn't really give you, I don't know if anyone from any of the big manufacturers could give you a true legitimate answer, because, you know, how are you ever going to know which is 100% accurate without walking it off? And the factors at the course when you're taking that yardage through your rangefinder are going to play into that yardage no matter what you say. So it's tough to say why one rangefinder measures differently than another, but they should at least be within, you know, 1 to 3 yards. That's kind of the room for error that we have as a manufacturer, that within that, you know, variance, it's still considered accurate. And frankly, a lot of golfers wouldn't see a lot of difference between a 1 and 3 yard difference in their yardage. So we've kind of just accepted that. And there's really, it would really be hard to get within that tolerance for any manufacturer.
Yeah, likely it's not going to make a difference for sure. Now, Tech is available at Golf Galaxy, Dick's Sporting Goods, as well as I mentioned, Amazon, one of Amazon's top sellers over the years. And
sure,
you have the Clear. It's spelled KLYR for those playing along at home. And mm-hmm. You have some variations in models. So let's talk about the needs for people when they're shopping for a rangefinder. Obviously, you want distance, but then you have other things in there as well.
Sure. You know, slope is kind of the number one feature. You know, it's kind of like the entry-level rangefinder. You pull it out of the box, out of your bag, you shoot it, it gives you 1 yardage. And that's basically just the yardage from the lens of the rangefinder to the flag or whatever target you're looking at. And then the next step up is kind of adding that slope feature to it, which is going to compensate for the uphill or downhill. When you're hitting a shot uphill or downhill, it'll basically compensate for that hill and tell you that if you're hitting downhill, it's going to play a little bit less. So 120-yard shot might play 110 yards downhill, vice versa for uphill. It's going to add a little bit for that uphill compensation to give you an accurate number to actually, you know, shoot for the flag. Those are the basic things for any rangefinder.
We always appreciate Steve coming on, as brief as this has been, but heading to a break. Jack Curry after the break. There he is. Okay, just talk a little bit. We'll get going.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Oh, there you go. Uh-oh, he's testing. Here we go. All right, stand by.
You got it.
And we are back and take a little twist now and welcome a guy who's contributed to the show numerous times. He's one of our industry insiders. He will be in Orlando. Yes, it'll be great to see Jack Curry because this guy makes things happen. He is all over the place. Recently on the West Coast, he is a man. He's a road warrior. Let's call him that. Let's call him what he is. And let's welcome Jack Curry from 2 Under, etc. Back to Tee It Up with Keith Jones. Jack, thanks for making time to come on. I know you're a busy guy always, but always enjoy having you on the show.
Keith, thanks for having us. As usual, this is going to be fun. It's that time of year. It's a new year, and the PGA Show kicks off all the shows. I actually had a show early December I had to go to and start. So my year started in December. But 25's off and running, and it's been fun so far, and it's just going to get better. You know, we're going to the big show next week, and that's it's going to be fun. We'll see the feeding frenzy at the booth.
Yeah, indeed. I hear a lot of positives. I hear a lot of energy picking up and such, and you're back again. So obviously it's well worth your while when 2 Under and now U.S. Glove and anything else you got going on comes to the show.
That's it. That's plenty. I don't need any more. No more, thank you. That's plenty.
Are you sure? Okay. Are you sure? I don't know. Well, let me start, and we've got Jack for a while, so we'll circle back to this product I'm going to talk about a little bit because Jack is always delving in different things, and he finds great things, and told a great story last time you were on the show about how you came about upon two U.S. Glove again the second time. You know that way, but you were great and sent us some gloves, and I tell you. I played 12 rounds in one glove, and it looked like I maybe played half a round. It was crazy because, you know, we've gotten gloves over the years from Nike and different places and different companies, and usually they're a lot thinner. But this is not like a real thick glove that you sent me, but it fit really nicely, and it's super durable, which is why I wanted to mention that early on. We will talk about U.S. Glove. Throughout the show, but I just wanted to make mention that and give you a little feedback because you always say, "What's the feedback? What's the feedback?" You know, that type of thing.
Well, thank you for that compliment. We take a lot of pride in that. And if you want to talk about the thickness, so the Tour glove that is, you know, there's not many of those made, and Titleist owns a lot of that business, is like a 3.8 to 4.2 millimeter thickness. You know, in the durometer, you know, it's a machine. It tells the thickness of the leather. That glove that you have is about a 4.5, 4.6. And that, to me, is the perfect leather thickness where you don't lose feel, but you get the durability. And more importantly, it stays soft, right? It's got that special tanning process in it. And that's why you used it for 12 rounds, and it still is usable. Now, granted, there's probably some wear on the heel and wear on the thumb, which is normal, and that should be. But you're not going to see it tearing in the middle of the palm or areas, unless, of course, you're gripping it wrong, and then I can't help you. You need a PGA Pro for that.
Good point. Good point that way. That's the tell right there. Don't let it – if you got it going on, then your grip is in the wrong place in your hand. I learned that many years ago. But, yeah, because going through that, suffering through that. But I'm glad you mentioned Titleist because – I have a number of their gloves, and it was hard to find the right one because they do have a number of different gloves, but the fit just isn't right. And I'm just mentioning Titleist as an example because that was the thing that besides the durability, that stood out the most. The fit on this glove was phenomenal.
Yes. Yeah, and that's because we're all hand cut. We're not machine cut. So by using a hand cut glove, as we talked before, what you've got is consistency. So if Keith Jones picks up four medium larges, all four of them are going to fit exactly the same, where typically a lot of consumers will have to try 10 gloves on to find three that fit. And that's not the case with the U.S. glove product because we take a lot of pride in making sure you don't have to do that. When you buy four gloves from us, they're going to fit exactly the same because we don't want you to think twice about it. Now, we're also going to recommend you never use a glove for 12 rounds. Now, I know why you did in this case, but I always try to recommend to even the average Joe, a new golfer, is alternate gloves. If you can put two or three in play, you will make all three of those last longer and not lose the tackiness and the nature of the leather itself, because you're not going to wear the skin down. You're going to take the skin part of it and just wear the tackiness right off, or the actual skin's properties. So if you alternate it in three gloves, and that's why you should anyway, because one day it's 95 degrees and hot, and the next day it may be 90, but the humidity is not as high, and you're not going to sweat as much. But you want to alternate it so that you don't beat it, the acidity doesn't get into all the leather and tear it apart, because that's what weakens leather, is your acidity and your sweat.
So there you go. The acidity in my sweat is what weakens gloves. Well, not for everybody, apparently, but we're with Jack Curry, and Jack's going to be spending the next half hour with us. We're headed to the first break, and we'll be back.
The Dalai Lama. So I'm on a first tee. What am I giving the driver? He hauls off and whacks one. Big hitter.
The Lama.
Long. Into a 10,000 foot crevice right at the base of this glacier. You know what the Lama says? Gunga Galunga. Gunga Gunga Galunga.
And we are back to start the second half hour of the show, spending some time with Jack Curry, an industry insider for Tee It Up, and also a guy who knows product. And the thing about you, Jack, that I noticed from the first time, about the first time we met, is you don't get involved with a product that you don't believe in, but at the same token, you have yourself so vested in the products that you do that you speak with that overused word passion about the products that you're involved with and ultimately end up selling to the consumer. The other big one is Two Under, and I'll circle back on the U.S. glove, you know, a little bit. Because that's continuing to grow. But Two Under, this base layer, this what we used to call men's underwear, is apparently that's not what they're called anymore, and it takes a while for those guys to have been around for a while to get that in our brain. But you guys keep innovating, and it's I need to give credit to our friends to the North, where it's really cold. It's, if you think you're cold wherever you are in the U.S., no matter what's going on, no. You go north of the border, which could be the 51st state soon, and those guys will let you know what cold is. But the Canadians have this knack, and I've had a number of products across my desk and have guests on who happen to be Canadian. And I don't know what it is about these guys, but the innovation that comes out of our neighbors to the north is unbelievable sometimes.
It's crazy. It's absolutely great in all facets, not just golf. In everything, there's a lot of people who have patents and they've designed things, and they're just very creative, right-sided kind of people who have vision in different things.
So for the people who are less aware about Two Under and your story, let's go back to how you got involved and why you're still involved and why, of all things, Two Under is doing so well, because that first layer segment in the marketplace in general, not just in golf, but in general, and there are a number of companies that we can and will mention, like Tommy John and such, that are making that their living through underwear.
You know, it's funny you say that, because, you know, of course, the ultimate compliment is when you have six new vendors coming into the business, but the category when we started in 2014 was a $10 million category, and that included all underwear, men's and briefs. It did include the banana hammocks you find at certain types of people that wear those, but I'm talking men's underwear, just basics. But we came out with a product that, along with the market, that needed a shift, and the pun intended there. We wanted to find a way to give men a chance to get on Victoria's Secret side for Victor. Let's call it Victor's Secret. We wanted something for men to feel comfortable in. Why should a man have to wear a tighty-whitey under his jeans or his suit and feel irritation or feel a coarse feeling? Why can't he feel something soft and supple? And more importantly, that has innovation and technology. And these guys went and did their homework, did the market research, found out there was a big gap there. There was one other competitor out there who was about 4 years ahead of them. But they developed their own patent, an industrial design patent, and created the Joey Pouch. And that Joey Pouch has been a game changer for men. And without that, we would be hanging our assets in the same spot as Tommy John and some of those other people that don't have that patent. And because we do, of course, our lawyers are going to be real strict about who has the opportunity to come out and try to compete against us. They'll call it a ballpark pouch, or they'll call it something, but it's not a true pouch. It's not what we do. We elevate and separate, as Ricky says, who's our global ambassador. I love it when he does that because he's on the treadmill and his voice goes, elevate and separate, and he's running. So nobody was squeezing him. He was just running. But more importantly, it created – you take the patent that we have. Then you put the finest material. They went to Lenzing. There's a manufacturer like a DuPont or a fabric knit, a Millikan. And Lenzing creates the best modal, and that's a beechwood fiber. So it's a tree, and it's a Himalayan tree. But it stays soft and supple. It will not pill or shrink or fade, so it's going to last. In fact, we have many clubs and many customers who have come back and said, your product lasts too long. The planned obsolescence isn't very good. It'll last me 2 or 3 years. And if it doesn't, it's because they tore it apart or they didn't wear it properly or the wrong size. But we haven't had – our return rate is ridiculous. It's 0.1% for all the briefs that we've shipped over all these years, and this is our 11th year now. So we started in 2014, but we're very blessed to have a product that more people, once they buy it, it's like, it's a Pringle popper. You know, once you try it, you want more. And not only do men want more because we're creatures of habit. Like if you find a belt you like, you're going to buy it in 4 colors. If you find a pair of shoes you like, you're going to buy it in 3 colors. You buy a suit, you're going to buy it in 3 colors. The same thing happens with underwear. Man buys one pair, he buys 5 or 6 more pair in the first week. It's absolutely positively proven. I'm not making that up. They come back and do that. And now we have the women buying because we've added fun. We put all these fun new prints into our program. Besides the basic blacks and navies and the boring solids. And, of course, hardly ever is there any white sold. White is really used for tennis and for some golfers who wear white pants, they want to wear a white underwear. But we light gray is what Ricky wears under his, and you don't see it because gray isn't going to be – it's light gray. It's not going to be seen. It's not dark. But you got people who are wearing this product, and once they wear it, they want more. Now the women see it, and they find out their men love it, so it becomes every man in their life, whether it's their husband, significant other, brothers, dads, uncles, cousins, sons, you name it. They're buying it for every one of them. We had a lady in just before Christmas walked into upper Michigan, walked in and bought 19 pair of larges from the pro, and he was flabbergasted. He said, what are you doing with all this underwear? And she says, every man in my life. And they happen to be all larges. So he called me like he said, you need to overnight me. I just got these in. I bought 24 larges. I only have 5 left. And Christmas isn't even here yet. But that's what happens. The women become excited about the product because their men are not screaming in the shower when they get out of the shower and putting Gold Bond on because they're chafed. And they have the skin on skin contact issues that they've had in the past with chafing. That doesn't happen when you wear 2 under.
There you go. That's exactly where I was going to turn, but Jack Curry is also a mind reader. That is the other thing about that product, the chafing, because you have the separation, and without being too succinct about things, guys know what we're talking about and such, certainly. And I can't believe you gave all the men's buying secrets away on this show, but Jack did that nonetheless. But that's the other thing. You know, you're not like, I think you said this, it's like a pulling and tugging or whatever you got a thing
I call it the Bermandan triangle. Just think of it this way. There's 3 pieces of skin that touch, and with Joey Pouch, it doesn't happen anymore. So you don't get swamp butt. And you don't have the issues of the skin on skin contact.
And there he goes with the swamp butt too. There you go. See, you get everything on this show, especially when Jack Curry comes on. I have to say that way. So 11 years. Congratulations on that. It's crazy. It's been that long. And I guess I've known you for about at least half of that. But where does 2 under go from here? And I say that because I know they're always thinking, they're always coming out with new prints and things like that. But the technology is only going to be so much.
So we develop new materials. So we try to cater. So the material that is called the Swing Shift, which is our number one seller. That's our best seller. That's great for everyday use, and it's good for golf.
But a guy like a UPS driver or a guy who's working out heavy sweat activities or an EMS, a first responder, you know, they're up, down, they're sweating. They got 70-pound packs on them if they're in the armed services. They may need something a little more abrasive. Or a guy who's on his ass all day in a truck, in and out, up, down. He's putting abrasion onto that modal fabric in the swing shift, which is a sensitive fabric. So his wear is going to be less than yours and mine because we're wearing it for just our business and then our golf. And we're not golfing 7 days a week like the pros. Now, Ricky wears his, but, of course, he alternates them. He's not wearing the same pair all the time. He may wear the same color all the time, but just not the same pair. But you've got different materials coming out now. So we have a brand new sport shift we just introduced, which is a laser cut ventilation system technology, again, added to the Joey pouch, which is in it. But then we put a larger band on it, and then we put laser cut technology for ventilation for those people who have excessive sweat or are wearing EMS. First responders are wearing packs, and they have to wear all these extra clothes to protect them. I mean, think about the firefighters right now in California. They not only is it hot from the heat, it's hot because they're sweating as well because they're wearing all this extra heavy gear. So our product is perfect for them because it'll help to keep them cooler, and more importantly, they're not going to have swamp butt, and they're not going to have those issues of wear because they're up, down, you know, using making the lines and digging the dirt and doing whatever they need to do and holding on to hoses, so jumping out of trucks. Those are the things that this new product will do, and we continue to find ways to put different materials out there. We have one called the Eco Shift, which is a sustainable product. I love the tree huggers of the world. There's a million of them, and they're growing. And we need to be in that market because you're not going to sell them something that they don't want. So we had to have a product that's sustainable. It's compostable. And then we have one called the Day Shift, which is a price point. So it's a bamboo product. Again, we find materials that are going to be good to wear comfort-wise, but have durability built in that will keep you cool and comfortable so that you don't have to think about it anymore and you just go do what you're doing. And Ricky said it to me very succinctly the very first time after he wore it. He came back, he says to me, I no longer have to think about anything about other than my game. Now, granted, he's got babies and marriage that all came about that probably influenced a lot of the changes in his game as well. But he'll be back. And he's still one of the most marketable people out there and probably one of the nicest human beings you can meet. He's very, very personable and marketable for sure.
Yeah, that's Ricky Fowler, of course, for those playing along at home. And this is Jack Curry from Two Under, et cetera. I say that because that's not the name of his, you know, that company, but that's what he is. The et cetera part, he's always in the stuff. So pro shops carry the product and other retailers carry it. I have found it through research, or we have found it. I want to give credit where credit is due, on Amazon. Why is your product on Amazon if it's going to be in the pro shops? Aren't the pro shops going to get upset about that?
No, not at all. In fact, here's why. We have what we call MAP, M-A-A-P pricing. That's minimum advertised allowable pricing. So nobody on Amazon can sell our product for even a dime less than a pro shop. So we're putting everybody on a level playing field because there are people who aren't members of golf clubs. So they want to buy our product, and if they can't find it at their fine men's haberdashery or the outdoor shop or the sporting goods store or the golf specialty retailer that they go service, you know, get product from, we had to make it accessible for everybody else as well. So, you know, there are people who aren't sports-oriented. So how do we get to them? And that's going to be through places like Amazon. But Amazon typically, they call it the buy box. I call it whack-a-mole. We don't play whack-a-mole. We did. When we first came on board and went into Amazon, we allowed other sellers. So let's call it Keith Jones Outfitters. And you came in, you bought the product from us, you signed an agreement that says you weren't going to sell it for less than what our MAP price is, published price, and you did. But you went a dime less because you wanted to get the buy box. You wanted to go to the top of the heap. Well, I had to play with Jay, my son. We had to play detective, and we had to play whack-a-mole and find those people who did not participate in the agreement that they signed. And then we eliminated them. And my job is called vice president of sales. I don't want to eliminate a retailer. I want to add more retailers. I want to build my business. But I had to go to those people and say, listen, you signed an agreement. You promised that you were going to follow this agreement and honor the pricing structure that we set up for you. And the margins for you are still very healthy. But You're cutting your own margin, and you're cutting our price just because you want to try to get a bigger piece of the pie in sales. We're sorry, but we are no longer going to do business for you. Thank you very much. And we walked away from people who did that. And I'm talking about big numbers, you know, five-digit and six-digit customers who I had to just eliminate and say, sorry, you're done. We had a note, our policy was there's not three strikes in this. You get one strike. You signed an agreement. It says you're not going to do it, and you did it. So they're eliminated.
Yeah.
And unfortunately for them. So that's why we still do Amazon, and we took it in-house too, Keith. So we run Amazon. It's us. So nobody can point a finger and say you're selling it for less, because we won't sell it for less than what we sell it. Our retailers want to sell it for, because they're our partners. We don't want to compete against our partners.
Right, makes total sense. Well, that's why I asked that. That makes, you know, I knew what you kind of knew what you were going to say about distribution. You want to get it in the hands, but that was key point right there, because it reminds me of the Under Armour / Nike sales situation. Now,
yes.
Under Armour and Kevin Plank, who started the company, said,
yes,
this is our product, and if you want our product, this is how much it costs. Now, I probably have I have a lot of Kevin stuff, but I probably have more Nike stuff, because Nike says, I know this was $109, but you can have it for $9. So, you know, if they're cleaning house or doing what they're doing, Nike puts things on sale, and I mean, in a big way, to liquidate. So it's a different, to me, it's a different mindset, because I've never seen Nike, although I've never dealt with them retail-wise, you know, as a buyer or anything, to know what their agreement is as far as selling that product. But, you know, you see that across the board in sporting goods stores, and a lot of times in golf stores too.
Yes, exactly. And that was the whole point of the, when we structured this business, you know, it's very simple. You go out there, you see other brands that are selling it for anywhere between 15 to 18, even 20% more than we are at retail. And we actually just changed our retails. We actually brought the print price down and averaged it. So now all the briefs from the Swing Shift, print and solids, are the same retail. So it's more fair to the consumer, and we work with the retailer so that they didn't lose margin. We didn't ask them to shake their jeans and lose pennies and dollars. We still allow them to make the same amount of margin they were making before, but we reduced it because we wanted to be more competitive and be more fair to the consumer so they had a better choice. So if I was charging, if it was $35 for a print and $32 for a solid, you may have hesitated to buy the print because you didn't want to spend the extra $3, especially if you're buying five pair at a time. So we now cost averaged it, and everything's $32, and made it simple. And we believe that that's going to continue to grow our business. And, of course, our customers, the clubs, the men's shops, came to us and said, you make such beautiful underwear, and we're selling so much of it. Can you make us other products? So we created a lifestyle brand of Two Under, which are our luxury tees, our Bodhi shorts, our brand-new juicy swim short. I call it a two-in-one short, not a swim. You can go in water. It has the brief, swing shift brief, basically, built in different material, though, inside the swim. In a product that you can use for pickleball, beach volleyball, or just if you're going out working in the yard and it's hot and you got a pool, or you're going to go down to the beach afterward and you want to go in and shower, you can just go in. You can just wear that product and jump in the water. You can get wet.
That's good to know. It's lifestyle with the rich and famous. That would be Jack Curry of Two Under, et cetera. On TW Keith Jones, spending some time. We look forward to seeing Jack in Orlando. They are headed to the merchandise show. I'm not surprised. This guy is all over the place. He told you he just got back from the West Coast. But we're not on the West Coast right now. We'll be back after this break, though. And we've come to our final segment of the show. It's been a pleasure to spend some time with the quality industry insider. That is one Jack Curry. And how is Mini-Me? You mentioned Jay. I have to ask. I look forward to seeing him. I know he's kind of an additional appendage that you have when you go around to shows and stuff. But I would take it he's doing pretty well as well.
He is. He's a great lieutenant. I'm so proud of him. He hit the ground running. Obviously, he had some, as a PGA pro, He had retail experience because he ran a pro shop for all the facilities that he worked with and taught at. So he was in the pro shop. He was dealing with members every single day and selling our product. But he sold clubs and he's done it all. But when I got him on board, I needed a lieutenant because we were growing our business so rapidly. I needed somebody there to help me, and he does a fantastic job. And he's so detailed, and he works really well with the reps and the customers. He's very hands-on when it comes to spreadsheets and Excel things and PDFs and things that need to be done and creative stuff that needs to be done and provided for stores that want to do ads or they want to send something out to their members, their private, their VIP list. A retailer has a VIP list, and they want to send them out a constant contact with an advertisement to come buy 200 at their shop. So Jay's great with that stuff, and he's learning the business. You know, he's learning this part of the ropes and getting him out there to deal with the majors that I deal with and have been dealing with for 45 years, you know, which all the major retailers, big box, people like that. He needs to be involved in that. So he's learning that process. But I've really indoctrinated him to take care of the reps. So we manage 67 reps for 200 nationwide in all the categories. So we have 37 in just in golf. Then we have another 24 in run outdoor sporting goods. Then we have 6 in team institutional, which calls on the NFL and the major colleges. We have 6 in the fine men shops. And then we have 2 specialty reps that do pickleball and tennis for us. So managing them every day is a full job. You can imagine how many emails you're going to get when you have 67 reps who deal with all their customers, and we get the customers and the reps calling or emailing us. So I needed help, and he's doing a great job. I'm really proud of him.
Yeah, I know you are, and I'm sure he is. And you don't have to do any PowerPoints anymore, so I know you're happy about that. So I still have to do those
until I get him into the majors with me. I was in the West Coast with a major. I can't mention the name, but everybody knows them, and it has to do with U.S. Glove and the private label that we'll be making for them.
Well, and that's what I wanted to circle back around to is the U.S. Glove. So how does this play into the whole vision that Jack Curry has?
Well, so Jay Curry Marketing is my company, and what, you know, obviously when you bring a guy like Jay on, there you need to be able to substantiate that income because he's got a family. He's got my grandson and his wife and a house and his bills. So, you know, you just don't mind. I don't have a printing machine yet. I haven't found anybody that's willing to sell me a mint machine that I can go in and get approved by the government to make my own money. So I have to go earn it. And to do that, I had to find ways to make more money because, of course, it's a 200 is a family-owned company, and you know there's constraints with growth. You can always make more money, and we continue to grow with them. And I'm extremely proud to say that those people that we deal with, Dave and Rocky and Joey and that whole team up there, are phenomenal. I love them. They're like brothers to me. I do love the customer service, the team inside, the warehouse people. They're great. I'm glad that I've had the opportunity to work with him for the upcoming this 11th year in January. So it's really a privilege to be a part of it. And we continue to grow the business. But Jay Curry Marketing needed a way to substantiate an income for an additional way to substantiate money for Jay. And the U.S. Glove, who I ran back from 99 to 2012, had some changes family-wise. It was a family-owned company, 110 years old, fifth generation. Well, the founder passed away in 2020, and tragically, his son was killed in a car accident this year in August, and the mom's 90, and she now has the whole company for herself, and so she sold the company, believe it or not, in 2021 because JD was not willing to come back into the business. He had some health issues. That was the son. So she sold it to the factory. Now, the factory and the owner who passed away, John Whittemer, were blood brothers. They've known and done business with each other for 50 years, manufacturing gloves for FootJoy and Titleist and Callaway and TaylorMade and Golfsmith, who's no longer in business, and Sports Authority when they were in business, and McGregor, and you name it. And not only that, the Armed Forces and DuPont and tactical gloves for AFES and dress gloves for Hiltz Willard, which is the great-grandfather from when they founded the company in 1878. So they were part of that business, and I was there too. And then they had a setback, of course, when JD couldn't stay in the business. They had asked me to step down. I did. It took us about a year, year and a half to put things to bed, and we're back.
Jack, it is always a pleasure to catch up. Jack Curry, my guest on Tea with Keith Jones. Special thanks to Steve Henneman as well. But we're just out of time. Get out there and practice your game. Practice, practice. Take your game to the next level, and we will talk to you next week. Take care.